At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Oh, what up with you, Doug Gottlieb Show? Fox Sports Radio. Oh, man. I love the dynamic we have growing here, right? We'll get to that in a second. It's Doug Gottlieb Show broadcast live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. Heck, they'll ship them right out to your house or place of work. Doesn't matter. TireRack.com. It's the way tire buying should be. Welcome in. Good second hour of the show. A reminder, after the show, we have a podcast-only hour. Okay, it's called In the Bonus. So you get done. You want to download this podcast? Great. You want to download the podcast-only version? Great, do that. Just type in Doug Gottlieb wherever you download podcast. Make sure you subscribe, review, rate, all that different stuff. I want to talk about Pat Mahomes, but I guess it's kind of evergreen, right? Where he was, somebody called him the greatest of all time, and he was like, I'm not the greatest of all time sort of thing, which I truly love. You know, it's the, you can't give yourself a nickname. You can't call yourself the greatest of all time. Let everybody else say that for you. So the way it works on our show is we get done. Sometimes we'll have a little bit of work to do. And I want to talk about this quote, which is from Time Magazine. Did Time Magazine still produce people? Does it still have an actual, like, magazine?
They still have a magazine on all the magazine stands across the country.
Do they have magazine stands?
At the airport.
Jinx. Who can't talk? I said Jinx. Neither of them can talk, right? Can't talk.
Train stations.
No, can't talk. I said Jinx. You said something at the same time. Isn't that right, Dan Byers? Isn't that how the
something like Coke. That? There's Coca-Cola's involved.
Yes, it has to be. There's some sort of phrase which unlocks your ability to talk again when you do the Jinx.
You got to say, like, one of them has to say, "Buy me a Coke," right?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. Anyway, we'll get back to the Pat Mahomes thing. I still think so here's what happened. Okay. We're having a discussion about Caitlin Clark. And believe it or not, like, this is, I kind of think we've talked about a topic that everybody's talking about. I hate when we force things. And you get this time of year where you're like, this is a real topic. I think most people are full of crap. Like, oh, I like watching women's basketball way more than the NBA. Like, no, you don't. No, you don't. You don't. There's things that may turn you off about the NBA, and there's things about but you haven't watched the WNBA game, so you have no idea what it looks like. And when you do, you'd be like, well, that was something. Now, the other part to it, and this is a real thing, is we do not always watch the better sport. What I mean is, like, G League basketball is better than college basketball in terms of the overall talent on the floor. And sometimes the competitiveness is better, but we watch college basketball more. Why? Because of the all the feels we get from the front of the jersey and from the coach and the crowd. So the idea that we won't watch the WNBA because it's not the NBA doesn't stand up, because we do watch for human interest as much as actual sport. The problem is, like, we're being told, and I don't love the idea of everyone, well, this sport is just growing and they need to, like, hold on. Is the sport growing? Yeah. Is it growing at the rate of popularity of Caitlin Clark? No. No, it's not. And you just have to be careful. We've done this bit in the show a bunch of times in how many times companies and sports overexpand. And you're better off with a product that more people want, even on a smaller scale, than overdoing it. And I fear that the WNBA is going to overdo it. But we got into this discussion about efficiency and whether or not she's going to be Tim Tebow, right? And that's when Iowa Sam said, well, she's more efficient than Jimmer Fredette. Then I produced the statistics for Jimmer Fredette, and he would not say the two words he needs to say here. Is that about right, Jim Meyer?
I think there's a bigger picture, because Jason also mentioned Jimmer Fredette's name in the same breath as Tim Tebow. And I agree with Sam that I don't think that Caitlin Clark is like either. What I thought was great about it was Iowa Sam then completely sideswiped Jimmer Fredette to the extent that you felt the need to defend Jimmer Fredette, and then supported his case of having equivalent numbers to Caitlin Clark, which then Sam would refuse to apologize for trying to sideswipe Jimmer Fredette.
And just to correct the record even further, as it plays out, I said I just think it'll be a Tim Tebow thing where we were interested in the college career, and then we lost interest once we figured out he was like an average to below average football player. And then Doug says, and Jimmer Fredette.
Okay, Doug
said.
And
that's what raised Sam's ire.
Well, my issue with Sam was that all he had to say was, you know what, I was wrong, and he refused to say I was wrong.
I think I said it through some iteration at some point.
No, it's not. You don't need an iteration. You just need the two words, hey man, I was wrong about the efficiency thing.
By like a percentage.
No.
And it doesn't.
No.
But you're splitting hairs, Doug.
No.
Yeah, you are. You're splitting hairs.
No, I'm not actually splitting hairs.
Look at their career.
Look at what they've done. I'm not splitting hairs. I'm not discussing whether or not she had a better career. You said he undermined his stats.
Yes, I was wrong there.
Okay,
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
You were wrong. That's it.
Is that what you want to squeeze out of me, is of admission that I was wrong? I was wrong, yeah. If you were listening, you could tell I was wrong.
Everybody could tell you're wrong. It was just your inability to say.
But also, it's by a percentage point.
No, you're okay.
I understand what you're saying. I said that he was more inefficient than her.
Listen, let me help you.
And I was wrong.
Let me help you. As a guy who had struggled at times in my life to admit that I'm wrong, okay, you weren't wrong by a percentage point. You were wrong by, you were completely off. And here's why. And just so you know, when you originally said it, I actually agreed with you, because my perception of it was that he didn't shoot a good percentage. Okay. He didn't have to be more efficient than her for your statement to be wrong. He just had to be in the ballpark. He wasn't in the ballpark. His numbers were actually better. So we were 100% wrong about his efficiency.
Yeah,
that's
I was.
It.
Yeah.
End of discussion.
Yeah.
Now, next part about it is, how long are we going to care? How long are we going to care? And my point about this thing is, what's different is there's been a buildup of 2 years. She was wildly popular last year at Iowa and then doubled on the popularity this year, and it became like Elvis. Okay? It became a thing. It became a thing. And that is Tebow-like. That's where, and now here's where I would disagree with Jason. We did care about Tebow when he's in the pros, because he had that run where we called it Tebow time. Was that 2011, I think it was? I want to say it was the fall of 2011. And we all, and most of our companies lost their minds. I was working at ESPN at the time, and they were like, you can't talk enough about Tim Tebow. Like, really? And so my thing was more, I was just like with everything else, I was down the middle. Yes, they have won games, but yes, he was, I thought Tebow got credit for putting out fires that he started. Man, look at how great he was in the fourth quarter. Like, yeah, that's because they were down 3 touchdowns heading into the fourth quarter, and they played bad teams on this. But it was undeniable that they kept winning games, and it was crazy. So I think she has a greater chance of having success in the WNBA that is consistent success and being an NBA All-Star than Tebow did, than Jimmer did. Because I don't think that she's as much of a creation of the college landscape as some would think. Do I think that she'll be the greatest player of all time? I don't. I think those are really, really hard to come by. And I think that that group is most of the UConn players, right? Tarazi and Breanna Stewart, like those are the two that everybody point to. And I don't know if she has that. But again, I'm willing to be wrong there. And I don't actually know because I don't evaluate women's players. I can't go back and say, oh, I remember when Breanna Stewart was coming. Like, I wouldn't be that arrogant to say that I can evaluate because I don't know how it translates because I don't watch the WNBA. And what the only thing that'll change is now I have a little bit of a vested interest in. I want to see how she plays every once in a while when I'm sitting at home on a Sunday and it's on and I got nothing else to do. I'll flip it on. If the NBA is on, I'm not watching. If most any other sport is on, I'm probably not watching. But in the summer, on a Saturday or Sunday, and she's on ABC and there's nothing on, and I like watching basketball, I'll absolutely flip it on. But it's like we're doing this thing where we're not recognizing whatever you want to say about the NBA's numbers. Victor Wembanyama was can't miss TV, right? Had to watch it. How long did that last? Do you still watch? If Victor Wembanyama was on TV tonight, would you absolutely watch? And he is without any question going to be a star for the future.
Yeah.
So, and it's obviously different. She's American. She's apple pie. She's been properly packaged. She lives up to the hype in the biggest events. Like, I got nothing negative to say about her. I'm just talking with, we have been down this road in different times. Wayne Gretzky in L.A., he had been unbelievable in one. Did they win 5 straight Stanley Cups or 4 straight with the Edmonton Oilers?
I don't know if it was consecutive because I thought there was a Calgary one in there, but I think
and
there
was also
five.
And then the Islanders were good back then, too.
Yeah, the early 80s.
Right?
Yeah.
But the fact is that Wayne Gretzky was great, but he get to L.A. and we're like, everybody paid attention to hockey. Then they lost in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And then like the next year, we're like, eh. And then we kind of moved on with our lives. And we remembered it's hockey. We don't understand hockey. It's on during other stuff. I do wonder if at some point we go like, yeah, it's women's basketball. I just can't watch it. And the other part to it is like women's basketball won't accept this to be true. Some of us, we just don't like watching it. Some people do. A great percentage of people don't. It's okay. There are people you are never going to win over. And people are like, hey, give it a chance. Watch it. And those people, I wonder if they'll come back and watch another game that she's not participating in. By your viewing habits, have you ever sat down and watched a WNBA game in the past?
No, I have not.
Will you now?
I don't know if I'll watch the whole thing, but I will watch, especially the first game, I'll try to make time for.
Sure. That's one of the things with LeBron, by the way, is LeBron, I think he had 30 his first game. Is LeBron was like all this hype, and then every time we saw him, it lived up to the hype. Plus, he was so jaw-dropping in spectacular fashion athletically that we were like, and we had kind of been waiting for somebody post-Jordan. Jay Stu, what do you think? What do you think? Like, will you watch?
Yes, I'm going to watch. I'll probably
watch
the first
game. A Dodger
game
is on at the same time. Do you watch?
No, I mean, we're having a conversation from the 90s here because there's a DVR now.
Mm-hmm.
I could watch that later, one of those
things. You're not going back to watch a WNBA game on DVR.
No, you gave me two choices. I'd watch whatever the other choice was probably. I'd watch the sporting event live because I like to see things live and then go on Twitter and see how people are making fun of it. So that's kind of my thing. I'm a live sports guy.
Interested.
And I will tune into the first game or two, I think. And then after the NBA is over, before the football starts, I'll tune in again. and see how she's doing.
Go ahead.
I do want to say, though, when Tebow was coming from Florida to the NFL, we were shocked that he was a first-round pick.
Correct.
We did not expect that. Then when he ends up playing, he was awful for 58 minutes. But all of a sudden, somehow in the final 2 minutes...
It's crazy.
Yes. And so when we're talking about Caitlin Clark and Tim Tebow, completely different scenarios. Completely different scenarios on... Like, I feel like Caitlin Clark will adjust to the NBA. I don't know if she'll be a superstar right away. I feel she'll fare very well. And I also will give her the benefit of the doubt that she'll be able to improve her game to even fit the WNBA game as her career goes on. But the Tebow mania was something that I don't think that we can ever really fully grasp, especially with what he was as a player. And to then his point of him bouncing around to different spots, it was always a story. If Caitlin Clark isn't good anymore, or if, you know, her pro career doesn't turn out, we will lose interest. And that is different from the Tebow thing, which was such a out of this world experience, because you couldn't explain what was going on.
That also serves into just how much we follow the NFL. I mean, we like, you know, if Mitch Trubisky signs with a team, we're like, oh, that can be talked about for a segment. You know, like, yeah, Tebow as a backup, what, with the Jets? You know, that was a story, sure. And he just still, he was a Heisman Trophy winner, did a ton of winning in college. But yeah, the comps for the next level were not there.
I don't think it's fair for Caitlin Clark to be compared to Tebow.
No, I would agree with you. I think her skills do translate. Here's a couple things that we don't, like, people don't realize how good Kelsey Plum was, right? Like, she scored over 3,000 points as well. And I think she's doing well in the WNBA, but no one's paying attention. And the point is that she was, her and Sabrina Ionescu were at the same time and the same part of the country, kind of co-superstars, and no one cared.
So I think you take the super off that, right? They were stars, like, within this little niche.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, can you be a superstar within that niche, or you have to be a star because you don't translate out of that niche?
Superstar to me has to be transcendent.
That's fine.
Right?
That's fine. I'm okay. I actually agree with that, and I'll take that. So they were stars, and I think they're both really good WNBA players. I don't know. Here's a question. Is she on the Olympic team? Is Caitlin Clark on the Olympic team? Do we know?
Is she going to be?
Yes.
I don't think we officially know, but...
But she will
be,
correct?
Yeah.
And then the question becomes, like, how does that all work? I'm going to say something that is everyone is going to know to be true, and when we clip it up and we put it on social media, people will freak out. I do think the dynamic that she's a woman makes it really, really interesting, because... Here's my experience. Guys can get jealous. Guys, you know, especially the younger generation, somebody else is getting, you know, fame or clout or whatever. Like, guys can get jealous. But it's not necessarily how all guys are wired. And some of it we call jealousy competitiveness, and really it could be deemed as jealousy. Women, and not all women, but professional Type A ladies can still be very catty. Very catty. I've said this often. Like, it's got to be a tough being a woman in our industry, right? Because you're judged unfairly so. Like, your sports knowledge may not be the level of a guy, when you may be a far more accomplished athlete, have far greater depth of resources and knowledge, whatever. Like, you walk into a conversation and people instinctively think that guys know more about sports than girls do. They just do. And I'm admitting that's completely unfair. So it's a really hard one. But the toughest room in broadcasting is the makeup room, when there's multiple ladies in there, because as much as they compete against the guys and they're treated unfairly by perceptions, like, women are awful to other women. They don't unite. They don't lock arm in arm and champion others. They may on camera, behind the scenes, they kill each other. And look, the Olympics are they're a platform for these athletes, women and men. The basketball players use it as a platform. Like LeBron James and Kevin Durant and Steph Curry, they're not going out of the goodness of their hearts. They're not going necessarily to win. They're going because their brands are like, dude, you got to go. It's the world's biggest sporting event. You be there, you promote, we sell a bunch of shoes, everybody's happy. Right? It's a gigantic platform. And when everybody's fighting for the attention, and here's a woman who has not, or she will have played half of one season, when the Olympics start, I'm interested to see how the other ladies treat her and if they're as catty as I think they'll be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you on our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. So we established this is not the playoffs, it's the play-in, right? And yesterday we had a little bit of this discussion, but let's continue it, which is we all agree the Lakers are underdogs tonight. And they blew out the Pelicans Sunday. It's now Tuesday. They're playing the same team in the same town with obviously a lot more at stake. But I don't know, like, is there that much more at stake? Had the Pelicans won Sunday, they wouldn't be playing today. So there was obviously a lot at stake. And if you lose today, you still get to play another play-in game against the winner of the Kings and the Warriors. I'm into it. I like it. I like the play-in series. I needed a bit of, like, I needed every time I turned on an NBA game for somebody to explain to me all the different factors and all the different seeds. I do get it. But to me, if it's your Lakers, like, if they lose tonight, there will be people that say, well, you know, they want to play the Thunder. No, they don't. They want to win tonight. They want no part of an elimination game, likely against the Warriors. No matter how much they dominated the Warriors last year in the playoffs, you want no part of that. Steph and Klay start hitting shots, and there's nothing you can do. You cannot keep up with that volume. You keep up with that volume. You know? And also interesting is did you know that LeBron James finished with a higher three-point shooting percentage than Steph Curry? That said, first of all, volume obviously is like in half. But does anybody believe that who would you rather give an open three-pointer to in a play-in game, LeBron or Steph? And nobody would answer LeBron. Nobody would answer, excuse me, Steph Curry, you'd rather give, leave him open. Joe Varden joins us. He covers the entire league for The Athletic. And Joe, let's start with the Lakers tonight. You know, there are some, they're like, hey, they'd be better off losing this game so they could win the next play-in game and then play the Thunder. But they don't want to play two games that important, that close together, regardless of how good the matchup is. Don't they have to win tonight?
I think they want to. I think they have pushed the Pelicans around all year. And I just get this sense, you know, I mean, somebody, a caller could jump on and say I'm wrong. I've been around LeBron a lot over his career, and I do not recall him losing games to try to manipulate the matchup. He has lived by the sort of motto, just get me in the tournament. This is the easiest way to get in the tournament. Win tonight, get the rest, and, you know, then, you know, let the chips fall. I mean, there's that old cliche. Or it's not a cliche, but it's like he's not playing to win a round. You know, he's trying to win a title. And it's going to be tough. You know, I mean, no one's going to pick the Lakers to do that. No one would pick them to upset Denver. But if you're good enough, if that's your goal, to win it all, then I don't think you lose games to try to manipulate the brackets.
Yes, but last year they got the Grizzlies without their big guys, you know, and I'm guessing Murray will be back and he'll be fine. But this is a matchup that, I mean, they couldn't play D'Angelo Russell in the playoffs last year against him. I don't see how that matchup gets better for the Lakers.
Well, right. I mean, you know, I think we're all picking a Denver and Boston finals, you know, for a reason. I mean, you know, the Denver has the best starting five in the league or close and probably the MVP and the reigning champs. And, I mean, those are matchup problems. I mean, Jokic is always a matchup problem for AD. But again, I don't see the Lakers in that mindset of dodging and losing on purpose. I just don't see it.
How much do the Warriors have left in the tank?
Boy, Doug, that's a great question. If you mean like, is the dynasty over?
Yeah.
I think it is. I just think too many pieces are too far gone. I didn't see anything this year in their best of times that told me they were close. Now, I guess if they make a major trade or something this summer, then I think that is like a restart. That doesn't count. I just think this group, this nucleus, has run its course. Could they get out of the play-in? Sure. You know, and then we'll be talking about that old veteran experience level issue in the playoffs and you know, how that impacts the Thunder. And, you know, we'll be saying the same thing for Minnesota too. But, you know, long-term, yeah, I think we've seen the end of the Curry, Draymond, Clay dynasty.
What Joe Varden joining us on the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. He covers the NBA for The Athletic. What are you hearing about Joel Embiid and his availability?
Well, I think he's going to be able to play. I mean, you know, by all accounts, what happened on Sunday was precautionary. You know, you take in who they were playing and just the fact that even with a win on Sunday, the Sixers still had too many other things that had to happen to get out of the play-in. And obviously they smashed the Nets anyway. So I think, you know, I think there's always going to be a little bit of concern. I mean, you know, one of my big things is USA basketball. That's one of my beats. And, you know, Joel is on the team. And I just think, you know, that's awesome. But at the same time, like, this is incredibly early to be picking that team when Joel's injury history is what it is, especially once he gets into the playoffs, what has typically happened to him. So, yeah, so there's always going to be concern, but I do expect Joel to play tomorrow.
Okay. Then there's another knee injury, and you mentioned a potential MVP. I think Luka's got a great shot to win MVP. They're going to take on the Clippers, and we don't know about Kawhi Leonard's knee. What's his status for their series?
Yeah, you know what? I'm actually hearing conflicting things out of L.A. You know, I'm hearing that he's pushing to play, and they think he will play. And then I've also heard a little bit more skepticism there. I do think that his knee situation is why he is not yet the 12th man for Team USA. I think, you know, the good news is I don't have the schedule in front of me, but, you know, they either play Saturday or Sunday. There's still time. But, yeah, I mean, there's certainly concern in L.A. with regards to Kawhi's knee.
So who did you vote for MVP?
Thank you. I just did that. I thought about this long and hard. I, at one time, had all three guys at number one. I ended up with Jokic ahead of Luka, with Shea third. Shea just kind of fell off there at the end. He's now tied for the league lead in steals. He also was the leader on the youngest team ever to get a one seed in the NBA. So that was a hard vote, really hard. Luka's numbers are outrageous how good he is. But fifth place hurt for me in the end. And, you know, Jokic's, like, dominance all over the court. And he's really not – people say he's not a two-way player, but I don't even know if I buy that at times, like, just kind of watching him play and the way he moves. So that's how I went. But, I mean, we had three awesome – awesome candidates at the top. And then I'll tell you, number four for me was Brunson. What he's done with the Knicks, nothing short of heroic. And then I had Giannis fifth.
Why is Brunson not on the Olympic team?
Well, we still have an open spot. We'll see what happens there. But when you have Steph Curry and then you have Drew Holiday, who plays the role that you would want Jaylen to play, then you look at who else is on the team, you know.
I mean, Halliburton. They pick Halliburton ahead of Brunson. Is just Halliburton's a better shooter. Is that the idea?
He's faster. He gets rid of the ball quicker. He does something that nobody else on the team really does.
Which is what?
You know, run the break, lead in transition. Doesn't, you know, if the ball's in his hands, it doesn't need to stay there. He gets rid of it super quick. Jaylen spent a lot of time last year with Team USA dominating the ball. And then, you know, they also have Booker. They also have Edwards, you know, and then they also have Tatum, Durant. So it's harder to take another guard there in a tournament where size is paramount.
No, I get it. I mean, but if it's Brunson for, is Brunson for Halliburton, in no world would I take Tyrese Halliburton if I want to win ahead of Jalen Brunson. None. I disagree with whoever made that selection, regardless of how much the ball. I know it wasn't you. Regardless of how much the ball stops with Brunson. Okay. When we get to the actual playoffs, who of these eight teams is what four are going to be playing?
The final four. Yeah.
No. Of the play-in. Okay, so you got Pels, Lakers, Warriors, Kings, and then you have what? Sixers, Hawks, Bulls. Who's the fourth team? I'm forgetting. I'm forgetting somebody else.
Heat.
So
yeah,
Heat, Sixers, and who?
Yeah, I'm going I like the Heat. Not to win tomorrow, but to win the play-in finale. So I like Sixers Heat, and I like Lakers tonight, and I like the Warriors getting through and in as the overall eight seed.
We shall see. Joe, great stuff. You can read his work in The Athletic. Download that or log in now and get a subscription for it. Joe, awesome stuff. Enjoy the playoffs. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, Doug.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of feeling alone in your job search? With just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go at it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to find a location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com with the first round of the draft starting next Thursday. Thanks to Express Pros for being the presenting sponsor for Fox Sports Radio's Draft Night coverage. Be sure to not miss Draft Night Live on Fox Sports Radio next Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, through the first round of the draft. Insider Jay Glazer, former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, LeVar Arrington, our, of course, College Football Hall of Famer, and Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone. They got every pick in the first round, 8 p.m. Eastern to whenever it's done. That's Fox Sports Radio and FoxSportsRadio.com, presented by Express Pros. Let's get to Dan Byer with the press.
The press.
Doug, the numbers are in. 2.4 million viewers watched last night's WNBA draft on ESPN. Props to Austin Karp of Sports Business Journal, who sent out a tweet comparing it to other drafts of recent history. NBA drafted 3.7 million. The MLB draft last year, 744,000. The NHL draft, 681,000. That was also on ESPN. But 2.4 million viewers watched the WNBA draft last night. The first time ever, it's over 1 million viewers.
It's incredible. Incredible. Numbers are incredible. I would love to know what it was like after the first pick, the buildup and after the first pick. And then we can only see, you know, last year the WNBA Finals drew 750,000 people. That's up. But let's see how far up it is if she's not part of the equation. But America has spoken. They love them some Caitlin Clark. Can't get enough for Caitlin Clark.
I think America at one time really loved themselves some Blake Griffin, but
sure,
they're not going to love him as a player because he retired today after 14 seasons in the league.
Personally, love Blake Griffin. I think the thing we do with Blake, which is inherently unfair, is we say, well, he could have been this and he could have been like, he was a damn good player. Damn good. It's really interesting, though. You know, when he got to the league, everybody's like, he got to develop a post game. Remember that? Man, he's got to get a developed postgame.
Yes.
Then the NBA went away from postgames, and he had to develop a jump shot. So caught a little bit between eras, but, I mean, the freakiest, nastiest power dunker we've ever seen.
I'll tell you one point where I really appreciated Blake Griffin was when he basically carried a crappy Pistons team to the playoffs.
Sure.
And was their only thing, like, for as great as he was with the Celtics, and he played roles with Brooklyn, obviously, you know, a few years ago. But it was that point that I'm like, all right, you know, look at this. Figuring out a new way to contribute and add to your legacy. Mm-hmm. There's this
Hall of Famer, by the way, to anybody, like, he'll be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and you've talked about the level of Hall of Fame previously as well. Doesn't look like Giannis is going to be ready for the Bucks at the start of their series with the Pacers. The Athletic said it was in question for Game 1 yesterday. ESPN says he's likely to miss the first part of that series.
What do you think? How concerned would you be if you're the Bucks?
Extremely concerned. I mean, it's heck, even with him, it was going to be a question mark with the
Pacers. I think it's harder with him. I do think this allows Lillard to get back to just being Lillard, and Indiana just tries to outscore you.
Sure.
So, I'd be concerned, but I actually think this may help the Bucks get out of the first round if you play without him, because it's obvious those two struggle to play together well.
I hate to say, but I've just said this all season long. All that matters was the playoffs, and now that we've gotten there, they come in shorthanded, and that's... I still think it's going to be an issue. Mm-hmm. The NCAA today gave Michigan 3 years probation for the violations of coaching and recruiting during a COVID period. This has nothing to do with Connor Stallions or the alleged sign-stealing scheme. That investigation is ongoing.
Could not possibly care any less.
Well, nobody does.
Right? Couldn't possibly care any less. And what's interesting is, like, these things all come down, and when the NCAA passes new rules, if you don't like it, you just go to a judge, local judge, and you get an injunction on it. I wonder what level that you go to the schools and say, hey, we're going to hand you down this penalty, but it's not really going to matter, so that way you don't get an injunction. Anyway, what else you got?
Rory McIlroy denying rumors today that he was leaving the PGA Tour for LIV Golf, telling this to the Golf Channel.
It's never even been a conversation for us. It's unfortunate that we have to deal with it, and, you know, this is the state that our game's in. But I'm obviously here today, and I'm playing this PGA Tour event next week, and I will play the PGA Tour for the rest of my career.
The report from a London-based financial newspaper was that Rory was offered $850 million to join LIV. He says that's not the case. He was also oddly followed by Greg Norman during part of his practice round on Wednesday. We know that those two, it's...
Yeah, the Shaq.
Yeah.
$850 million. I don't know. I might sign me up. But that's, go ahead.
Yeah, he and Greg Norman had been at odds.
No question. Everybody's at odds with Greg Norman.
Yeah. And that's the press.
Hey, get out there and press.
That was the press.
So I don't believe this is what tonight is. But what tonight may be is the end of the Warriors, as we currently know them, Klay and Steph. Klay's a free agent. If you lose in the first play-in game after getting swept by the Lakers in the playoffs last year, isn't it over? Isn't it? I'm setting you up for, I think they beat the Kings because they're depleted. But if you can't beat the Kings, albeit on the road, to extend your season, and the Kings don't have one of their better players, then the run is not unofficially, officially over. I think the Warriors and the Lakers win, but I'm willing to admit that if the Warriors lose, we can stop talking about them. It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.